You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll talk to a highway safety expert about trucking safety and regulations about the amount of rest that truckers get, the issues in the news after an allegedly sleep-deprived truck driver caused an accident that put comedian Tracy Morgan in the hospital.
Wisconsin may not loom large in the literary map, but a growing group of writers is raising the state's profile. Over the next couple of months, we'll talk to a few of the people living the writing life here in Wisconsin.
Right now, we're joined in studio by first-time novelist Susan Gloss, whose new book, Vintage, recently came out. Along with her writing career, Susan is also an attorney and a blogger at glossingitover.com. Susan, thanks for coming in.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on your first novel.
Thank you.
And it's the story of three women who come together around a vintage clothing store in Madison, a fictional clothing store on Johnson Street. Its owner is named Violet. Tell us about the other two women who kind of orbit around her in the shop.
Sure. Well, it's a multi-generational story. The other two main characters are an intern at the shop named April, and she is a high school senior dealing with an unexpected pregnancy, and she comes into the shop to return a wedding dress that she bought there. And then the third main character is an Indian American woman named Amethi, who is facing an empty nest after years of child rearing.
And why did you decide to set your book in a vintage store in Madison? What spoke to you about that location?
Vintage items really inspire me. I wanted to explore the idea that items have a story behind them, and that especially in our consumer culture, we tend to use things up and then discard them. And I think, unfortunately, we do that with people, too. And so I wanted to explore this idea that everything has a story, and that they're often second chances as well.
And there's the character April, the teenager who's pregnant. She says early on in the book, she says, "I like old things. I like the idea that everything has a life behind it, that the past has meaning." Is that kind of how you feel about it, too?
Yes. I think vintage items just have, they're just more interesting to me. They've got more life in them. I'm a thrift store junkie myself. I spend a lot of time at St. Vinny's on Willie Street in Madison, and garage sales. And whenever I travel to other cities, I always visit vintage shops because I think it's a good peek into the culture of that place.
So when you were beginning the process of writing this book, did you sort of have to channel all of that energy that went into buying thrift store stuff into writing about it? Or
yes.
Did you just do both at the same time?
I did a little of both at the same time. It was probably good for my budget that I started writing about items rather than, putting them in my own closet, let's just say.
But you must have some good finds. What are some of the things that maybe inspired you for vintage?
Sure. Some of my great finds have been, I found a vintage Dior evening bag at a garage sale in my neighborhood for
wow.
$2. So that was pretty exciting. One really neat story is that I had a vintage Diane von Furstenberg wrap dress with a kind of this animal print on it. Really cool dress. And I had it up for sale in my Etsy shop. And the day that my editor at HarperCollins called me to make an offer to publish Vintage, I noticed that someone had bought that dress from my Etsy shop online. And when I looked at the address, it matched up with her address, her office address at HarperCollins. So she had, you know, not only offered the publication contract for the book, but it also bought this lovely dress from my store. And I thought that was just a really great gesture to show that she was excited about the book.
And it must have been a great dress, too. And
yes.
The package deal, the book and the dress.
Yes.
Well, one thing that you call, or one of the characters calls these items is pre-loved. And there are all these stories that are behind them. Was it something that you thought consciously about as you wrote this, about the stories of the people who wore these things and lived with them for years before they ended up in a thrift store somewhere?
Absolutely. And that's really what sparked the idea for the novel. When I see an item, especially if it's a particularly well-made or beautiful item, I think, what was this for? What did someone buy this for? And what story would this item tell if it could speak?
And as far as your life as a writer, let's talk about that some, because as we said, you're a busy person, you're an attorney, you're a mom, you've got a kid running around. How do you make time to write in the midst of all that?
I really have to beg, borrow, and steal. I've been known to take my laptop with me to the doctor's office and type while I'm waiting for my appointment. I type while I'm getting my hair done. you know, over lunch hours, after bedtime, before work, I really fit it in wherever I can. And it's definitely a balancing act, and I won't pretend that it's an easy one. But it's one that's worth it to me, because it is something that I'm very passionate about.
Well, in general, it seems like the connections of a big literary city like New York might make it easier to get something published, and you did it from right here in Wisconsin. How did that process work for you?
Well, I went the traditional route of finding a literary agent first, who then shopped the book to publishers. And both my agent and my publisher are located in New York. I've actually never met either of them in person. We've done everything over email and the phone. I imagine I will meet them in person one of these days. But it's, you know, now just with the way things are so connected, it's really not necessary to be in New York. And there are quite a lot of writers actually in Wisconsin and in Madison right here that, you know, that are publishing and are having their stories out there. So it's certainly not necessary to know anyone or have an inside connection. You just got to tell a great story.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because we do get a lot of books from Wisconsin writers here in the Wisconsin Public Radio offices. And it does seem like more and more people in Wisconsin are writing and getting published. And you write some to aspiring writers. What advice would you give to people who are here in the Midwest and who want to write?
My first word of advice to aspiring writers is always two things. To finish what you're working on, because that's really the first step. You know, you can edit, but you can't edit a blank page. And then the second thing would be to find a writing group. You know, have some peers read your work before you send it off to publishers, because that's a great first step. That's how I got criticism on my early drafts, and it really helped me become a better writer.
And how long did it take you to finish Vintage?
It took me about 2 years from the time I started it to the time that I signed with my agent and then signed my book contract. So, you know, there were 2 years of writing and then editing, rewriting. I can't even tell you how many drafts I wrote before it finally hit the press. So,
but 2 years is pretty quick, considering. I mean, some writers work on things for a decade, so.
Sure. It seemed like a long time when I was in the midst of it, especially since I have a young son and was quite entrenched in that baby world for a little while there. But yes, I suppose 2 years is not that long, but when you're going at it every day, it certainly, and balancing it along with a day job and parenting and certainly seems like a long time.
Well, now that you have this novel, it's been published, it's out, does your life feel different? What's changed for you as a writer and just having this confidence of having this novel under your belt?
Well, I'm working on a second novel that's also under contract with the same publisher. And that part of it is... That's a balancing act in terms of, you know, promoting the first book and working on the second at the same time is certainly a new part of the experience. But one great thing is just hearing from readers. It makes you realize that's why writers write, is for the readers. And every time I get an email or a Facebook message from a reader, it really just reinforces why I write. And it makes all the late nights and the mass quantities of coffee consumed worth it.
Susan, thank you so much for being here, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Susan Gloss. She's a blogger and attorney, and she just released her first novel. It's called Vintage.